Cause of death unknown. He had been battling some health issues, is all they say. He played for 13 years in the NFL, most of those with the Patriots after being drafted out of USC. The father of Lofa Tutupu.
Yeah.
Mosi Tutupu dead at 54.
Gosh.
All right, that awkwardly segues us into the prank call that we're going to talk about now. This happened to ESPN's SportsCenter. They were pranked.
Apparently so. I guess this is like being Baba Booey'd last night.
Yeah, you know, this dang Stern listeners, they always are pranking people. But for some reason, the Stern listeners always get in on, like, national TV and radio shows.
And so this was a listener, not someone from his show.
Right, right. But as you know, I think it's one of his main stable of listeners who do this all the time. And Ty Walker joins us now in the ticket newsroom.
Thanks for joining me, guys.
Satellite Center.
Yeah. That's the Ty Walker chicken. Now, Ty, this audio that we're going to hear is not of the best quality.
Somebody posted it that I guess it's off of their television.
Okay.
But it's arable.
And who was the caller pretending to be? Who did he sucker them into thinking he was?
Brian Westbrook. since he was released yesterday by the Eagles, I guess ESPN wanted to get him on the late SportsCenter last night, and there was Brian Westbrook, they thought.
Pass that was such an enormous part of that Eagle offense. Andy Reid talked about how difficult it was today to have to let him go, but he did have the chance to talk to Brian Westbrook, and right now we have the chance to talk to Brian Westbrook as well. He joins us now live here on SportsCenter, and Brian, we appreciate the time at this late hour. There's a saying that it's not personal, it's business. When it happens to you, does it feel personal?
No. How you doing, Scott?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, you know, I love Philadelphia. I love being part of this football organization. I'm going to miss being here. You know, I've been here for many years, and I've made many friends off and on the field. I have nothing but respect for head coach Andy Reid, and I look forward to a future of worshiping the prostate of Howard Stern.
Oh, boy. We got that, huh?
Steve.
So that worked out well. Hi,
you. My guess was when he first wanted to say hi to you, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of your radio show, Scott.
Ah, it's great times.
It's understandable. All right, to baseball now.
What a break. What an emergency break that is.
Sorry. The guy tried to get one last... Steve? See if he can keep going.
All right, so this reminds us of one of our favorite bouts of prank calls. Now, these were not the... This wasn't the Stern Nation that committed these prank calls. This was the P1 Nation that took advantage of an appearance OJ had here in Dallas-Fort Worth. He was on with former ticket employee, the Sports Princess, on a technology show or something.
Wasn't this only online?
I think so, yeah. It was only online or on cable access or something. Why OJ agreed to do this, I have no idea. It was very confusing. And, you know, OJ hadn't given many interviews at this point. And they decide that, hey, it's a good idea to take calls for OJ. Just open fire, open lines.
Horrible idea.
Horrible idea, and the P1s just couldn't handle it.
Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
Hi, good show, dude.
Good show.
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not
Juice?
Good.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
This is Steve.
Why is that one stuck with us so much?
Because the guy's high-pitched voice is so funny. Hey, remember when you played for the 49ers? Like, you wouldn't remember that, first of all. And then, Bill Walsh!
Bill Walsh had recently died of natural causes just before that. And I love the way he sets him up with, Juice? Hey, Juice!
Juice!